Okay, now looking at the example 5-1, again, it demonstrates the exercise of self-help when a buyer rejects the delivery of goods. Okay, and then we have also we'll talk about the ramification. So looking at, you'll see in 5-1, so here, after earning, the buyer rejects the goods, okay, whether it's wages, whether it's food, whether it's shoes, right, the goods. He may, in some cases, must wait or take an inaction to see whether the seller delivers a conforming good. In this case, it's a TV, right? I.e., permits the seller an opportunity to cure. So what happens here is, for instance, I ordered a Samsung TV. However, and I pull deliver at a certain date and time, I get the TV, but it's not a Samsung. Or let's say it's a Samsung. I ordered a Samsung 32 inch, but they're out. The seller sends me a Samsung 28 inch. I'll then have a I can wait to see if the seller cures it by sending a replacement, picking up the 28 inch and then replacing it with the one that I ordered, so kind of conforming, right? So an opportunity to cure. And this is found in the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code, Section 2-508. The Uniform Commercial Code, it talks about it governs the sale of goods, okay? And the sale of goods that are tangible. If the seller fails to make a conforming delivery, Ernie may then sue for the breach of contract, meaning litigation, and seek damages for non-delivery, or could purchase another TV from another seller and seek damages for the difference between the purchase price and the contract price. And this is all outlined in Chapter 2 of the UCC, and you'll find the UCC 2-711 and 2712, 2713. The point here is to make the seller or the buyer whole again. So he may sell the TV or whatever may happen, and then seek the difference between the two. All right. Now, let's go a bit further here. So if Ernie had not rejected the delivery, so no exercise of self-help, but rather accepts delivery, he could either do so, he either do nothing, right, an inaction, or seek damages by litigation for delivery of non-conforming goods. And that is covered also in the UCC 2-7414. So whether Ernie would be in a better position by rejecting the delivery or accepting delivery depends on a number of factors, including whether he needs the TV now, what he thinks about the scratch, whether he has paid, whether he is willing to take a reduction in the price for the scratch, and whether the seller can repair the scratch in Ernie's home, and how much he paid for the TV. All that would weigh.